Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. This is the first time listening to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do understand that, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. We are the patriots that the globalists despised. Forget that not. We, again, are the globalists. Well, everything that they stand for, we stand against, because they're trying to upend our sovereignty. So to be an enemy of the unrighteous is a good place to be. I mean,
Badge of honor.
Yeah, exactly. How could we be at peace with God if we're at peace with the world that's at war with God?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
That reminds me of a quote by Catherine Booth, and she said, you know, when the world and the church can jog comfortably along, you can be sure that there is something wrong. The world has not altered. It's the same as it's ever been. But when you have the church hand in glove with the world, that's when you have problems. And another general of God said, when the church becomes out of, you know, hand in glove with the world, then it might have a convincing testimony. So we're here having a convincing testimony, because we are not going along with the flow of the world. We're going against it.
If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Your enemies know that, friends. The difference is we're obeying the laws of our constitutional republic while they violate them. Interestingly enough, Jesus said this, and for all you Christians out there, I want you to listen carefully too. Jesus said in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation."
Yep.
We just gave you the definition of exactly what that means. "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Wait, Jesus is the one that bore the cross, who understood, obviously, the power of God under redemption, redemptive power, because of the fact that he didn't throw away the cross, he magnified the cross. It was Paul that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, said that God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ. Why? Because he understood that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish. They don't preach the cross, but unto us that believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. And you better bet your bottom dollar that you are called and ordained and anointed by God, not by man, but by God, you better rest assured that you are appointed unto afflictions. And Thessalonians tells us that. When you go to the book of Timothy, it even tells us that even those that desire to live a godly life shall be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Read the book of Peter. Folks, read the Bible.
Yeah, and I'm
reading through the book of Judges right now, and I'm trying to figure out where the Lord worked independently of people, and the people that he did work where there wasn't warfare, and yet that's all the Bible teaches us is a warfare. And yet there's those that don't want the warfare. It's because those people that I'm speaking about don't understand the power of God into salvation, because they don't know the Christ, because they have exempted the cross.
Yep, and their mentality is backwards as well. They think when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, something's wrong or it's the devil. No, no, no. When you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, that's exactly what should be happening to you, because if you're going along with the flow of everything going on out there, you're not going to receive persecution. But when you're standing up for the things found in the Word of God, when you're standing upon the truth, you are going to have persecution. You are going to have people come against you. You are going to have opposition. opposition. In fact, I would say that if you're a true Christian and you have opposition, then you truly are a Christian. But if you say you're a Christian
for
and you don't,
for righteousness' sake,
of course. But if you don't, then I would question if you're really doing anything for Christ.
Well, again, Matthew, Jesus teaching us in Matthew 5:10, since we're on this vein, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Now, I want to counter that with this. Go over to the book of Luke. It tells us, woe unto those when all men speak well of them, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Are you starting to see how this works? Yes. Didn't mean to go there, but we're just following the lead. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Folks, welcome to the show. Welcome to the sonsofliberty.com. If you'd like to check us out, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a moment. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. Double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Follow me on my Twitter account as well, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. Again, folks, we appreciate the phone calls that we get from you, but please stay the course. We got some yesterday, the day before. Just stay to the course and we'll pull you up, okay? And again, understand 53 countries are listening right now, and several affiliates across the United States of America are paying attention to what you are saying, and more importantly, what you are doing with what you are saying. So if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, go over to Sons of Liberty Media real quick with me. Shared with you yesterday, I brought up on Monday that I shared with you, the listener, that you have an opportunity to win a Joshua MK5, which is posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I said you have a great opportunity, you have a great chance, a great shot at actually winning, no pun intended, that beautiful Joshua MK5, which is posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. To the right, scroll down a little bit, throw your name in the hat. And because of that, I told you that on Monday, yesterday, we had 400. Tim had actually shared with me, senior editor over at Sons of Liberty Media. Also, every once in a while, a co-host on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here shared with me that a 400 and some odd number actually signed up. I want to let you know, you have a great opportunity and a great shot at winning this beautiful Joshua MK5, but you got to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and sign up for it. Don't miss your opportunity. We're going until April 15th, but don't wait that long. Again, April 15th is the deadline, and then we're going to pull that name and we're going to see who wins that beautiful Joshua MK5. Also wanted to bring you over to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or a daughter of Liberty, friends.
Yeah, Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, what that is, for those of you who have maybe just tuned in the show for the first time, those are monthly supporters. Those are those that sponsor who we are and what we do on a monthly basis. They give what they can every month, and that's consistently helping us to be able to seek and save that which is lost. We're gearing up actually to be in Wisconsin next week. We're also going to be out on the East Coast doing high schools, universities, so on and so forth. So when we have that foundational support, you know, it sounds cliche to say this, but when people say we cannot do what we do without your support, it really is the truth. People always say all the time, we're so happy that you guys are out there. Well, we're glad we're out here too, but we cannot consistently stay out here without the support of faithful listeners like you. So please check it out, sonsoflibertyradio.com, where it says become a son or daughter of Liberty, or you can click on the donate button as well.
We're going to come back, and I'm going to give you an analogy of a dog that wouldn't start, or he actually literally would not stop barking, and because of it, it cost him his life. I'll share that with you on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com with me really quick. Is Islam a sodomy cult that desires to bring the world into a sodomized pagan empire? Interesting stuff, friends. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama looks to unconstitutionally take over local and state police. This is happening, and as I've shared in the past so many times, friends, my message isn't going to change. It's either the American people are going to repent towards a just and a holy God and put their faith in Jesus Christ, or else judgments are going to continuously rain on the heads of the American people. God is not going to change. He is commanding you to repent. Going over to Acts 20, verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. You can't repent until you first know what laws you have violated. And when you go to Exodus 20, you can see exactly what it tells us. And then what that law does is drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ. We can do nothing without him, friends. John 15. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I get frustrated telling people over and over and over again what they love to feed on. They love to feed on the bad news. They love to magnify the crimes rather than the laws against the crimes. This website is aimed at doing just the exact opposite. It's time the American people understood the fact and understand their position that you are the law, and those that work for we the people derive their just powers from we the people, and they do what they do with our consent. Government is an extension of what we allow them to do. Nothing more, nothing less. If the government is good, that means the people are good. If the government is bad, it means the good people that call themselves the good people in this country are really bad. You know them by their fruits. The ATF, friends, has no constitutional authority to ban any ammunition, just saying, just like the IRS has no business enforcing Obamacare, which is unconstitutional, Article 1, Section 8. But this is going to continue on. As a matter of fact, if people want to go back to the credibility of who the IRS is, friends, or some of these bureaucracies, the FBI, the CIA, there's no constitutional authority they've been given by we the people. And it's all used for what? For the good of the people, when in fact they're using it against the people today. The folks in Austria, sonsoflibertymedia.com, are beginning to wake up to the fact that Muslims in their country, first of all, if they're going to come to their country, they're going to learn English, number one. And number two is they're also beginning to understand across the world what the Muslims are actually advocating for or attempting to advance. And they're beginning to send them into exile. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Yesterday, Franklin Graham, Obama's opening doors for Christian persecution in America. Of course he is. He's been doing that since day one. America, he's told you since day one that he's going to fundamentally transform America. We have a friend that is a former CIA agent who told us that this administration is aimed at your godly Christian heritage, number one, that's funny, and number two, to upend your sovereignty. But Barack Hussein Obama's already told you that. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me, friends. Just this last week, I had some people take dollar bills like ones and fives and tens and twenties and fifties and hundreds, and they showed me these images of the two towers falling on the bills.
Yep.
They would fold them in such a fashion. And I thought, whoa. And I thought, aren't those Illuminati, aren't those New World Order monkeys, aren't they just slick? They operate just like their daddy, don't they? The devils that they are. Right? Isn't it interesting what the New World Order is doing and the Illuminati is doing and the Zionists are doing? Isn't it amazing what they are doing, friends? Isn't it amazing what corrupt government is doing today in America? Isn't it just amazing? I mean, it just blows me away when I think about what they're doing. And then I think about, look what the radical homosexuals are doing and the atheists are doing. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing what they're getting away with, friends? Did you hear what I said? Isn't it amazing what they're getting away with? Isn't it amazing that the American people tolerate what they do? I mean, I've been told by these people that are magnifying the crimes of the Illuminati that there's only 300 people in the world that actually dominate the rest of us. Well, what about the CFR? Man, it's amazing what they're doing, isn't it? Well, what about the Clintons? Isn't it amazing what they're doing? Look at Barack Hussein Obama. Isn't it amazing the crimes that he's getting away with, friends? I'm just so blown away, man. I'm just so inundated by all of these groups of people that are destroying the country. Isn't that amazing? Friends, have you ever taken the time to read the Bible to understand that they are just groups of people that are blowing holes in the boat that we are all on? How could that be?
Because, can I say something? The people that watch them blow holes sit back and allow them to do it.
Yeah, but this is my point.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's interesting to me. Again, I'm not fabricating this. I'm really telling you what the deal is. Because even when I'm going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now and I'm looking at all the things that are going on, Supreme Court has eye on its contemplates the future of Obamacare. It's illegal, friends. America, the new Sodom and Gomorrah. Yep, because America would have it so. Then we see the good guys being delivered up to injustice. Outspoken Obama critic and former U.S. intelligence operative appear in Canadian court again for 2014 firearms violation. There's no violation. He has a right to bear arms. Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Now, if that was in Canada, that's their deal, not ours. Or what about this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The betrayal papers. Obama's scandals and assaults on freedoms explained. Explain. Now we're explaining why he's doing what he's doing. What about this? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hillary Clinton and her advisor caught breaking federal laws in breach of the Federal Records Act. Oh, did you hear about this, friends? Obama administration, we will defend Muslim jihadists if they are attacked. What do you need, America? What is it that you need? Private police, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Mercenaries for the American police state. But by the way, let's go to Netanyahu real quick. Folks, I believe you can take this how you want to take this. He's a player. He's a pawn. He's a minion. This is nothing but WWF at its very worst from country to country. It's all stirring up what? Domestic insurrection. So it's all being used. I don't believe Netanyahu is what he claims to be. That's my personal opinion. And when it comes down that he isn't, don't tell me I didn't tell you. This is a game. This is a charade. This is diversion. We're worried about what this administration is being allowed to do to his country by defending the enemies of Israel to attack him. And while the whole time this whole charade's going on, you're the ones, America, that are being attacked. Why is this? Because your sin is before God. My message isn't going to change. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, and check out what's going on in your country. Why do people want to feed on this stuff? I have no idea. But going back to my point, isn't it amazing what all of these groups of people are doing? I mean, folks, you almost act like they're not going to die. No, 10 out of 10 die. And the Bible tells me in the book of Psalms that no man can keep his own soul alive. What then? I'm talking about the Illuminati. I'm talking about the Zionists. I'm talking about the Masons. I'm talking about all these groups of people that the American people stand back. They know who they are, and they allot them and allow them to do the things that they do. Why do they do that? Because they fear the face of man rather than the face of God. That's why. End of story. Nothing more, nothing less. And look at the government, how corrupt they are. Yep, totally agree. Just shows you how corrupt America you have become. That's really what it comes down to. Nothing more, nothing less, because you tolerate it. Who's committing the crimes? The ones that are actually committing the crimes or the ones that allow them to commit the crimes? Just asking. Really what you're doing, friends, is you're high-fiving the left by allowing them to do what they do, and you give more credit to what they can do rather than the massive amounts of American people can do to those that commit the crimes. And it's a terrible place to be when the left knows how to lie better than the right knows how to tell the truth or even walk out the truth. But this is my point, all the way around the boards. Look at all these bad groups of people. Well, I can go to conservative outlets, to Christian outlets. I can go to the best that you have with the Patriot outlets. And guess what they're doing? They're all telling you what's wrong with this country. And they are magnifying the works of the enemy. This is like going to the graves of those that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States and magnifying the tyrant over the sacrifice. It's like in World War II, friends. We're all sitting there talking about how bad Hitler was. No, that generation had the guts, the internal fortitude, and the God that they served on their side to stand up and actually snuff out the tyrant. Now, what are you doing on your clock, friends? What are you doing on your watch? Just asking.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about ExtendoVite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Your show, who will email me all day long. Phone lines are open, 1-866-233-0747. Go ahead and throw it out there on the radio for everybody to hear what you have to say. That's one thing. The other thing is I want people to understand Israel is God's people. It's not just necessarily the land, friends. It's his people. We are for Israel. We back Israel up. God's people across the globe. So before anybody gets a hair up their backside and they think that for some reason, well, Bradley's talking out against Israel. No, no, no. You heard what you wanted to hear. That's not what I said. I believe Netanyahu is a player. That's what I believe. Because I'm sick and tired of the debates. I'm sick and tired of the chaos that's created. Well, the people across the globe are losing their rights by what? Forfeiting their rights to give government more consolidated powers to bring forth something called the New World Order. You just heard the last commercial a couple minutes ago about how the New World Order is clamping down on we the people across the globe. No, no, no. They're only doing what you're allowing them to do. And by the way, they're always forecasting. If they had their way, friends, you wouldn't be free right now to do the right things. And yet you still have the freedom to do the right things. And by the mercy of God, you still have the right to bear arms. There is no excuses. And what's funny about it is I just brought this up that you know you're being laughed at, friends. You're a reproach to the world because of what you allow politicians to do to other countries. And I also want to remind you, friends, you're the ones that are under attack. You know, I just got this just posted just a minute ago. I posted, the republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. This will remain the land of the free so long as it is the home of the brave. You know what the conservatives say? So true, but when will the brave make a stand? Kind of late already. I am so sick of that.
That whole mentality is the excuse because I don't want to do anything. You know, it's just too late. Exactly. America's too far gone. That tells me loud and clear, well, you don't really want to actually stand up and do something about the problems that you see.
And you can rest assured, these people are 60 and 70 and 80 years old. They think their time's coming to an end and they're going to get out of here before it hits the fan. And so what they're doing, in essence, is throwing it back on their posterity. And they're saying, oh, it's kind of late.
Yeah.
Hey, younger generation, we just want to let you know that we've partied, we've watched our games, we've played politics, we've done all the things that we want to do. Now, God can't wait for us. It's time to go to heaven. We're going to be raptured from responsibility. But this is the point I want to make. Go ahead and make your point, and then I'm going to come back to this.
Yeah, the point I want to make is that when people say that, you know, they're basically looking for an excuse to not do anything, first of all. Second of all, when you're talking about posterity, any, you know, 60, 70, 80-year-old person who thinks, well, you know what, at least I'm getting out of here,
yep,
has no love for their posterity, for their family members, for the people that are coming after them. And then when you couple that with the heart of John Adams, who said, oh, posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedom. He said, I pray you will make good use of it. If you do not, then I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. So look at that heart. That heart was willing to fight. That heart was willing to sacrifice.
I believe it was Thomas Paine that said, if there be trouble, let it come in our time.
That's right.
I was just talking to a friend out in California today, and he was talking about how we have to stand up and take the torch, and we have to do the job and get the job done. We still have the ability to do that. And that's where most people just want to lay down and say, oh, there's nothing. We're just going to go ahead and live our lives. No, remember that Jesus said he'll come as a thief in the night. And also keep in mind that those that want to take on that attitude, also keep in mind that you're asking to meet your judge sooner than you were probably appointed to.
Yeah, it's like
what you're doing is hastening your appointment for the judgment, to stand in front of the judge that you disobeyed your whole life, and you think that the Lord's going to give you a pass on it. You're sadly mistaken.
It's like going out of the frying pan into the fire.
That's
thinking
exactly
you're going to escape judgment. No. If you think that this world is bad, wait till you stand meet your maker for all the things that you left undone and what you did not do in your life. But going back to when you're talking about this man saying, you know, we got to hold up the torch, that's what a real man of God, a real woman of God will say is, if there's trouble, let it come in my time. I want to protect my children, not only my children, but I am my brother's keeper, my
right.
neighbor's children, children across America. I want to make sure that we fight to preserve this land, not only for ourselves, because we're going to die one day, but for our children and their children's children. I'm talking about, you know, nationwide. That should be the heart of every true American patriot. It's not just looking up for yourself. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
There's a story told of a man that was fast asleep in his bed while his dog began to bark, bark, and bark some more. What is that dog barking at? Asked his owner. Instead of taking the time to look at what the dog was barking at, he rebuked the dog and went back to bed. Little did the man realize that that dog was warning the man in bed that there was an intruder attempting to break into the house by slaying the owner. A couple minutes later, in an outrage towards the dog, of course, the owner grabs his shotgun and proceeds to shoot his dog dead. Instead of the man looking at his dog as his best friend, he now looks at him as his worst enemy. The man then jumps back into bed while the intruder breaks into the house and kills the owner. If only the owner cared enough to know what the dog was doing by warning him of the impending danger. Friends, I want you to listen carefully. I want you to listen carefully, because it tells us in the book of Hosea exactly what's happening today. Hosea 6, chapter 6, verse 5 through 7. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. The Lord said, for I desired mercy. Because, friends, he did, if you would have brought forth judgment, and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. In other words, I don't want your sacrifices, I want your obedience. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant, God's moral law, Exodus 20, therefore have they dealt treacherously, unfaithfully against me. That's why God sends the prophets. But what do men do? Well, they shoot the messenger. Just like this man shot his dog. The dog was there to prevent death. He was there to preserve life. But the man didn't take proper heed, did he? Now, saying that to say this, we need to understand that men and women of God are the faithful towards God and among men because they love God and they love mankind. When we go to Ezekiel 33, 1 through 19, it says this: "The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of the people." This is the voice of the prophets. Just so you understand, not the false prophets. They're speaking smooth things. They're prophesying smooth things. They're saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. But this is what the faithful man or the faithful woman of God will do. They will bring forth the message that Ezekiel brought in chapter 33, as a matter of fact, chapter 3 as well. "Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, I will bring the sword upon a land if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman." In other words, put yourself up one that will put a trumpet to its mouth. Not shoot him, but actually uphold him to blow the trumpet to warn the people. "If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and taketh him away, his blood shall be upon his own head, because he didn't listen to the warning. He heard the sound of the trumpet, as you are now, friends, and took not the warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh the warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman seeth the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come," this is what the church, and where the church is derelict of duty, because they are not blowing the trumpet. As a matter of fact, they snuff out the voice of the prophets, and they stand against the prophets and the voice of the prophetic, and the warnings, and the reproof, and the correction, and the instructions in righteousness. And why? Because correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. Going on, "And take any person from among them, he is taken in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. The Lord said, So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me." And warn them from me. Now, I was talking a little bit about the Illuminati. I was talking about the Masons, and I was talking about the Zionists, and I was talking about the CFR, and I was talking about the 300 people that actually control the globe. They don't control me. I'm not their business. My Bible tells me their curses don't apply in the book of Numbers, number one. And number two, my Bible tells me that the Lord will rebuke them for his anointed sake. I'm not their business. I'm his business. I don't belong to him. I belong to the God of heaven in Jesus' name. See, I'm a stranger in this earth. That's why I'm always asking the Lord, hide not thy commandments from me. Open my mouth. Speak forth your words to the people. Because the word is like a fire shut up in my bones. Let it go, Lord. Let the people hear. Wake up, America. Wake up. We're not talking about a third world country here. Now, I know the American people and the conservatives and the patriots and the professed Christians in America love to magnify the crime. They love to high-five the Hitlers and the Barack Hussein Obamas and the Mao Zedongs and the Joseph Stalins and the Mussolinis rather than actually deal with them by magnifying the God of heaven against their crimes. And that's really what the American people love to hear. They love to hear the gloom and doom. Because once they hear gloom and doom, they feel in some sick, deceptive way that they're justified, that they can't do anything about the problem. Well, you're not going to get a pass on that one either, because God has given you the grace to see what the problem is so you would right the wrongs. See how that works? You got it backwards. But let's just talk about all these bad people that are being used to judge America. Folks, they're in the same boat. They just don't realize it yet. The Bible says those that dig the pit will surely fall into it. I mean, that's like saying Hitler's in heaven. He's got a special place in heaven. Or Mussolini or Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin or Pol Pot or Idi Amin. They got some special place in heaven for what they've done. No, they don't. They got a special place in hell. Because when you read scripture, Nebuchadnezzar was used as the servant of the Lord to judge his people. America, it is raining on America. It is raining judgment on America. And I'll tell you what, I bet a whole lot of people were laughing at Noah until it started to rain. Right? And he got in his little archy-ark, right? But who was right? And I want to tell the Christians, here's a word of encouragement. Judgment floats your boat. Judgment floats your boat. Tell the righteous that it will be well with them. But woe unto those that turn not from their sin. End of story. I wish I could say something different, but you know what? I'm not set to do that.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brough with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
I was just thinking about the conservatives a minute ago, and I was just thinking about how these women in this conservative movement are a joke. They're a reproach. It's nothing but a stinking fashion show.
Yeah, some of the women you're talking about, yeah.
And you look at their stuff, and it's nothing about their new picture that they've taken with some celebrity because they're blowing themselves up. It sickens me. Or what else sickens me is these paper tigers. They like to write all big and bad, but when it's time to put feet to the ground, they're nowhere to be found.
That's right. Now, it goes both ways, too, as well, because when you're talking about, there are certain conservative women, like you said, who they highlight themselves.
I'm not talking about Pamela Geller.
Oh, of course not. Of course, that's not what I the clarity right now, because we're talking about
Star Parker's a good one,
that's
too.
Right.
She's awesome.
And across America, we find that there are a lot of women leading up tea parties, leading up different groups, and so on and so forth, because they're doing the job that the men are not doing.
Yes.
You know, women want to support their men as they're fighting for this country. They're called to be helpmates. They're called to, you know, support what their husbands are doing. But if the men are nowhere to be found, sometimes these women, they step up to the plate. In fact, Mariah Woodworth Eder, who is an amazing woman of God, she said, "I'm doing the job because men passed by this position, so the Lord gave it to me."
No, that was Catherine Kuhlman.
Oh, Catherine Kuhlman,
yes.
Excuse me.
Yep.
So she was doing the position because men already had passed up
the call.
Yep. So when you look at that, just to make clarity, there's certain conservative women who, it's all about them. It's not about the cause. It's about
sick.
Me and my new picture.
It is so
but
sick.
Then there's those people like Pamela Geller and Sarah Parker and women that we meet across America who are really fighting the good fight of faith, and it is about the cause.
Yeah, and you can really know which ones are really in the fight by how the state-controlled media or the bloggers
respond
attack them. And most people look back, oh, look at what they wrote about him. I wonder if it's true.
We should stay away from him.
Yeah, totally.
Or her.
No. In other words, you don't want to get in the fire, just like when the children of Israel looked at Moses when he was hearing the voice of God in Deuteronomy 5. Well, the Bible tells us that Moses stayed in the fire to hear the message, to give it to the people, but the people would have it where they would have Moses say it, but they didn't want to hear from God because they themselves didn't want to go in that fire. See, right. It's surreal to some, but it's very real to others. I want to say this because I want to bring this to a culmination. We got Tim on the other line, and then Steph, I want to give it over to you really quick. If we can break Tim down to a 2 minute or here. Okay.
It's gonna be tough.
Okay. Revelations 20:11-15. All those people that I was talking about. You act, friends, many act, those that are blowing up the crimes of the Masons, the Zionists, so on and so forth, even the jihadist monkeys, you act like they're not going to actually answer before a just and holy God. Listen to this, Revelations 20:11-15. You Zionists, you Masons, you criminals in government, you world leaders, you CFR leaders, you everybody. Everybody that's bad, I want you to listen carefully to me, okay? Those that are appointed to harass the righteous, I just want to tell you it's not a good place to put yourself. I also want to tell you this. Revelations 20:11-15. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. That should hopefully pull away from the effeminacy that you might have in your mind, that men meant to put in your mind that Christ or God is some little pansy. From whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which was the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell were delivered up, the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. Revelations 20:11-15. If you have the faith, friends, the works are going to show. Because faith without works is dead. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. I don't care who you are. I don't care how you think you're getting one over on the people. You can fool some of the people some of the time and all the people all of the time, but you can fool God and his people at no time. What do you think of that?
Amen to that.
For the elect's sake. I love that. We got Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media editor, senior editor, and once in a while a co-host for the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here. Go for it, Tim. You got 2 minutes, please.
2 minutes. Wow. I just want to say amen to what you're saying there. The things that we provide on there are not meant, on Sons of Liberty Media are not meant to scare people or to magnify it so that people don't act. And yet, over and over and over, both on Sons of Liberty Media, for the most part, and other sites that the information gets out on. All I see people do is they're angry at their keyboard.
Yeah.
And they're angry at people who want to call out the corruption. And when you do a thing like we did Saturday, and we just simply take the first step in a legal precedent, which is nothing like what Congress has been doing for 4 years on Fast and Furious, and they haven't even come to a conclusion yet. Nobody's lost their job or anything, so I'm getting a little rowdy here. But you got to understand, ours has an end goal to it. We want to see justice brought on those who are committing the crimes. But there is this thing called law. We are not a democracy, as you said before. We're not people who just gather all in the streets and try to bring vigilante justice. We believe in the rule of law. And there's steps in that. And as I said in an article yesterday with Franklin Graham, King Jesus is on the throne now, people. And he's subduing his enemies under his feet until the end. Then he's going to deliver up the kingdom to his father. There is this last days madness thing that people are caught up in. Well, it's just going to be this way till Jesus comes and the devil's going to I got one lady on sonsoflibertymedia.com saying, I'm wrong. It's not the issue of whether Christ is the king. It says that these things are going to overtake the Christians and stuff. And I'm like, are you saying that the king is not leading his people into victory?
Yeah.
Not only in the spiritual, but in the physical. And Peter says we're to occupy till he comes.
That's exactly right.
And this defeatist mentality is, oh, well, we can't just you know, we can't speak out against these people. And I'm like, you need to exegete the text of Scripture first before you open your mouth. You've been listening to these guys, since people like Hal Lindsey and all, calling for the last days for I don't know how long.
Yeah, every year there's a new book. Yeah.
I'm like, listen, brothers and sisters, God said he's going to show mercy to 1,000 generations. And you know when he said that? About 100 generations ago.
Amen, dude.
Amen. And I have to add that, too. You know, when you look at it, people could have said in Hitler's time, oh, this is the end. People could have said at the revolutionary
time, they did.
Oh, this is the end. Well, thank God our founding forefathers, thank God the greatest generation fought to give us and preserve our liberty here so we could be basking in it today.
He found faith. And I want to say this, and I'm going to give it to you really quick. Thank you for that comment, Tim, for the sake of time.
Amen.
Those that deny the Christ, Christ said he would deny you. Don't be in the business of denying the Christ. Stand up. Take him at his word and find in Scripture, friends, if you have an objection to what I'm saying right now, where he ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God, you'll find it nowhere.
All right, now I want to give you some direction. We have two different media sites, or I should say websites. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com is all the media and news of the day. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com highlights the radio program. We have two different email lists that go out, and I want to make sure people know and understand, have clarity. If you go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can see right at the top there where you can subscribe to the Sons of Liberty Media email, and that gives you all the highlights of the articles that we have going on. It's a great news source, great information. If you turn over to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you can sign up where you can get our newsletter as well. Now, the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com newsletter, that has highlights of where we're going, where we've been. It has pictures. It has Bradley's articles. It has a bunch of different things on there that's more personally showing you what we're doing, where we're going, who we're reaching, lots of pictures. It's fun. So please, if you're signed up on one and not the other, please do take a look at both, because they're two different things and they have two separate kind of goals with them. But I also want to say, for those of you who have just tuned into the show, please do go to where you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is, on a monthly basis, you support who we are.
You go, girl.
And what it is that
yeah.
we do. Or you can go to the very top where it says on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you see the donate button in the stars and stripes. You can make a secure donation. All donations are tax deductible. And if you go to Sons of Liberty Media.com, you can see where it says at the top, become a son or daughter of liberty. And that means, again, you support what you can on a monthly basis. And we want to say, for all you sons and daughters of liberty out there, thank you.
Hundreds.
We appreciate your
yes.
support. I see faithfully people that give, even if it's just, you know, what they can that's yeah. small, what they can that's larger. I see people who faithfully give on a monthly basis, and I think, wow, look at the faithfulness of these people to support this ministry, to go and seek and save that which is lost. As you were talking about, Bradley, it's not a bunch of paper tigers over here that just sit behind a mic ranting and raving about everything going wrong in the world, and there's a big circle and nothing ever gets done.
Well, can you imagine being the guy that spent his whole life just telling people what was wrong rather than bringing forth the result to the wrongs?
Yeah, exactly. Like you said,
no,
it's like going to the tomb
of
the unknown soldier and talking about the tyrant and all the tyrants out there throughout the world rather than magnifying the sacrifice of
That's
those
right.
who have fought blood and died and picking up our sword, of course, spiritually speaking, lawfully, and fighting that good fight of faith and living for what men and women died for. If you see SonsLibertyMedia.com, SonsLibertyRadio.com, it's Bradley's picture there behind thousands and thousands of crosses. That's the sacrifice. Namely, number one, Jesus Christ, his sacrifice first and foremost, but then the sacrifice of all the men and women who have gone before us, who gave us this country. Are we
going
to be known as the greatest cowards on earth?
Amen.
The generation that dropped the ball? Are we going to be known as the generation that picked the ball up even though it was doom and gloom and ran
And
with
God
it?
Said he's faithful to all generations,
Amen.
Friends. Listen carefully, and that he died for all, and they that which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. See you!
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.